Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. How's it going, guys? I'm finally back in Macedonia and wow, I don't know where to start. Maybe I should start reading some books about project management and time management, or task management even. But anyway, I wanted to give you some insights on how I handle stuff at the moment.
Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
So, I arrived yesterday from Bulgaria. Really nice. I mean, everyone should at least try to get a few weeks away from work, from everything, because as you're wandering around the island or the resort, you start to get ideas. And by ideas, I was like having the notepad next to me. So I was like, I have ideas for the roof balcony on how to do it. I have ideas for Bisbee. I have tasks that I have to do it. And luckily, I was capturing them all. So unfortunately, I ended up with more than 60 tasks or activities or ideas that I should start doing when I come back in Macedonia. So funny thing, I'm now at home and I didn't know where to start from. And this is where I actually remembered 15 years ago, I was reading a really nice book about project management, task management, or whatever. And it was really nice. It was like half of the book was more on the mindset and the other part. Well, the other part was like, okay, now let's get stuff done. That was the name of the book. Yeah, Getting Things Done. I have no idea who was the author, but he did a great job. So the second part of the book was, okay, take a white paper, put the sticker notes and start adding everything that's on your mind that you're supposed to do. And this is now 15 years ago. So I was like 20-ish, 20 something. And I was like, let's do it. I want to do these master degrees, education, experience, courses, companies, I don't know, anything family related. I want to do this. I want to do that. Friends. I want to do stuff that I want to buy, everything. And then he was like, okay, step number two is look at now at the tasks and everything that is less than 5 or 10 minutes, stop reading the book, go and do it. And I was like, how do you mean go and do it? And the logic there was that if it's a 5-10 minutes activity that you need to do, I need to call this guy, or I need the insurance company to do something, or I need to sign something, they are bothering you. There are 5-10 minutes activities that just are not worth managing activities. You should focus on managing activities that are more substantial. So to clear your mind, actually pause the book and go and do them. And he was like, well, how many can you have? 10, 20, 30, 50 short tasks? Well, stop, take one day, do all of them at once, and you'll see how peaceful your mind will be, because you just got rid of 50 tasks from your to-do. And then there will be the more substantial. And then it comes the magic where now the task, you need to start prioritizing what's more urgent, what's less urgent. You can start grouping them into sets. Like while I'm doing this, I can also do this. While I'm writing on the computer, I can also exercise. I have the walking pod now. But the whole point was that prioritize which is more important than which one. Group them, whether they can do sequentially or in parallel. And also it was interesting that as you're doing the planning, you can also start thinking, well, what of this I can just delay? What if I can just push some of these activities? Or even more important, what if I can delegate some of these activities? So it was really funny, even 15 years ago, that when I started, like, well, I can do this, but I can actually delegate this. This one is not important. And I could actually sleep like a baby. For the first time, you're not like going to bed, wait, what if I forgot about this? What if I forgot about that? So you're like, no. Everything I'm supposed to do, it's on the desk. And the next day you wake up, you pick a few tasks and you start doing them. So it was a really nice book and it helped me a lot since I can remember it after 15 years. It means that it put some impression on me. But so was I this morning, guys, when I saw that I have 50, 60 tasks of that needs to be done, like install the new light that you bought in Greece it's like half an hour, but do it once and that's it. I don't want to keep thinking about it. Or I bought some additional furniture for the bedroom, and I bought a small swimming pool, and so small installment activities. And I was like, Dancho, you can do 20, 30 of the activities that you have planned in 1 or 2 days. So just do it so you get rid of all the tasks. And I know that, yeah, since you're coming for holiday, you're also excited and pumped with energy. But I was thinking now that, yeah, in 1-2 days, I'll actually wrap up majority of my tasks and activities. But my idea was that now it's July. So July and August usually are low months for sales. So there is not that many things happening. And I think it's the perfect time for auditing your sales. Not auditing like let's sell harder, but actually reevaluate the process, reevaluate the steps. But that's a second podcast, guys, because I really think that I can put a lot of thoughts on that thing. But anyhow, I'm back in Macedonia. Everybody that are in Skopje, let's grab a beer. And otherwise, look at your tasks. I wanted to recommend the book, maybe, if you can find it. It should be old. But have a look at it and start looking differently at tasks, whether it's from project management, whether it's from task management, or whether it's from getting things done. But instead of just delaying them for tomorrow, or I don't have time now, when I have that time, I'll do it. Guess what? Every night before you go to bed, you'll think about them and you won't be able to have clear mind. Because when you have 50 things on your mind, you cannot focus, you cannot think, you cannot be productive. When you wake up in the morning and you do a lot of the activities, you know that you've just nailed them and then you don't need to think about them. Well, that's my 50 cents on task killing. And I'm kind of excited because today I did so many tasks in parallel, like going to the bank, sorting out some financial stuff, going notary, signing documents, writing few emails that were waiting on me, calling 3 to 5 people that I was supposed to call. And I was like, wow, I managed to do so many things in a single day. But that's why you plan and you execute. Anyhow, I wish you a great day, guys, and we stay in touch. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.